Melinda, Lindy, Ann Thielen, class of 1992. Lindy Thielen was born in Brookings, South Dakota, but raised in Lincoln, Nebraska. During her 4 years at Pius High School, she was honored to participate on the cross-country, basketball, and track teams. She graduated from Pius 10th High School in 1992, and during her junior year was recruited to the South Dakota State University track team. At SDSU, she majored in nursing, and her track events included high jump, triple jump, pentathlon, and the heptathlon. She graduated from SDSU in 1997 with a nursing degree, multiple conference awards, SDSU triple jump record, and an All-American in the triple jump. In 2006, she earned her Master of Science in Nursing at Nebraska Wesleyan University and currently is working on her PhD in Nursing Science at SDSU. Lindy lives in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with her three children, Thomas, Avery, and Victoria. During the school year, she is a nursing professor at the University of Sioux Falls. In the summer, she is a CAE Healthcare Clinical Nurse Educator and travels all over the United States teaching medical faculty of any specialty on how to incorporate human simulation into their curriculum. Much of her accomplishments, organization skills, and work ethics stem from the guidance provided by her parents, her coaches, and the foundation she received from Pius 10th High School academics and athletics. Lindy's treasured memory. I have so many awesome memories in all my sports, but one that stands out occurred during the final few seconds of the very close state basketball game with Waverly High School. During the final minute of the game, I saw the basketball was thrown across the court to one of the Decker twins to tie up the game. I just have to say, when you start talking about the Decker twins, I just immediately think of Mr. Kelly. The Decker twins are famous. I ran as fast as I could and jumped as high as I could to try to block the shot. To my surprise, I blocked the shot and didn't foul out of the game, which I tended to do. I received the biggest hug from Coach Kelly and my teammates, which I remember to this day. Please welcome to the stage, Lindy Thielen, Pius 10th class of 1992.
Family, friends, and coaches, I am so deeply honored to be inducted into the Pius X Hall of Fame. My school experiences had led me to incredible places, being able to work with extraordinary people, and has opened the door to so many amazing but challenging pathways. To first provide a quick introduction, as mentioned earlier, I am a proud graduate of the 1992 from Pius 10th High School. I graduated with my nursing degree at SDSU in 1997 and Master's of Science in Nursing at Nebraska Wesleyan University. And as mentioned, I am a current nursing faculty member at the University of Sioux Falls. Go Cougars. That's so awkward when you're in your 40s and you're saying, I'm a Cougar. And I'm single. I'm just saying. So I'm also a PhD nursing student at SDSU, South Dakota State University, hoping to be done this fall. So as my brother, Dan Thielen, says, you're going to be a doctor nurse. I'm like, yes, I am. Most important, I'm proud, a very proud mom of three great children who are all in college pursuing their professional dreams. Thomas, who's 22, Avery, who's 20, and my little Victoria, which we call Tori. I just need to embarrass her right there. She's 18. Her major is nursing. Proud of you, baby. All right. So, to start off, when it all started for me. My passion in athletics started at Cathedral of the Risen Christ School. This is where I met all my future Pius X teammates in cross country, basketball, and track. I also had the opportunity and the honor to be coached by Mr. Fricke. So, Mr. Fricke, thank you for mentoring me, coaching, and preparing me to be successful in high school athletics. But also, I have to say this. Thank you, Mr. Fricke, for introducing me to the awesome game of war ball. also known as dodgeball. Love that sport. But I have to let everybody know, but also Mr. Freaky, to know that most of the middle school girls had a crush on you. So if everybody, I know you have this, take a gander, take a little look at this picture right here. Okay. So the reason they had a crush on Mr. Fricky was because he looked just like Rick Springfield. I bet you didn't know that. Yes. And this is the Rick Springfield Club, which I was a member of for many years. As I transitioned into high school athletics in basketball, I gained lifelong friends, state championship medals, memorable nicknames, such as my wonderful basketball nickname, the Hacker. I was very aggressive in offense and defense, which resulted in me fouling out pretty much every game. However, Coach Kelly strategically knew how to keep me in the game and somehow kept me in the game till the final minutes of the game, and then I fouled out. Not sure how he did that. So Coach Kelly, thank you for your amazing coaching, pushing me to do my best in each and every game. Also, I have to mention, and he's not here, which I'm going to give him a little, you guys have to give him a little, you know, nudge going, why weren't you here? Coach Chuck, my big sister Terry Johnson, and Joan, thank you for your endless support, mentorship, encouragement, but also your friendship. Okay, I have to say this, and I have to mention the socks. Okay, I know, they're really nice looking. So the socks, do you guys know Mr. Shug? Stephanie Shug's dad? Well, he had these pair of special good luck socks that he wore each and every state basketball game. Now keep in mind, Mr. Shug did not wash those socks between the games at all, because it would wash away the precious good luck. There was one day during the state games that Mr. Shug could not make it to the game. So my awesome and amazing father, Dad, stand up, stepped in and wore the very crusty, stinky socks to the entire game and proudly maintained that precious good luck, and we won. Thank you, Dad. Now, I also have to make sure I mention my biggest cheerleaders, which is my mom and dad. I have my mom. Stop it, I'm crying. Oh, okay, I'm okay. Woosa. All right, so. You are. Okay, I'm going to point this way. So they are my biggest cheerleaders. And I will tell you, they cheered me on every sport I did. But they were also very creative. My dad. Sorry, Dad. Everybody can see it? I'll send pictures. Yeah. So he wore this hat proudly. Now he's an engineer. This is not normal. He wears three colors. This was pretty intense. And then my mom who proudly put together, and I know it's really hard to see, but it was in the Pious paper too. She and Miss Fosdick put together a huge, I think it was a sheet. And was it a sheet? Okay. And she put a picture of Pope Pius X and hung it during our state games that said, "The Pope is on our side." He was. All right, so now on to track and field and cross country. I again gained lifelong friends, love of running hills, Coach O'Boyle, love those hills, conference titles, state championship medals, and the opportunity to have a once-a-year swim with my teammates in the Holmes Park Lake, fully dressed, keep in mind, with our shoes, running shoes, balancing on our head. Coach O'Boyle really liked it when we came back, smelling like Holmes Lake. Most important, Coach O'Boyle's coaching and knowledge of my abilities that I honestly didn't even know I had opened the door to compete in triple jump, high jump, long jump, the heptathlon, the pentathlon at South Dakota State University under the guidance of Coach Underwood, who's with us today over here from South Dakota State University. Now, I want to give out a big thank you to Coach O'Boyle, Coach Underwood, but also Coach Kelly over there. Also, basically, reflecting back on my high school athletics experiences, the lessons learned from my participation goes far beyond the game itself. In fact, it helped shape who I am. Athletics taught me work ethic, dedication, and what it means to set a goal and to achieve it together as a team. Athletics also helped me excel academically and held me accountable in the classroom and to commit myself to further my education to go out and impact the world. Thank you.